Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 4th of January. German consumer price inflation came in lower than expected for the month of December. This was expected. The range of inflation expectations was skewed and the smart money consensus was below the headline consensus. Moreover, in a profit-driven inflation episode, such as we have now, economic models are likely to overstate the stickiness of inflation. Profit margin-led increases can adjust faster in response to demand changes than can cost-led price increases. We'll be getting French consumer price inflation data today, although here there is an expectation for a moderate increase in the headline rate. The French government's policy has shielded consumers from more of the energy price increases than has been the case in other countries. So the inflation rate is less sensitive to changes in energy prices. It's also worth noting that far fewer economists forecast French consumer prices than forecast German consumer prices. So the consensus today is based on a rather narrow sample. In the United Kingdom, the British Retail Consortium's Shop Price Index, measuring the price of goods sold in stores, very slightly slowed its pace of growth in December. There was a more noticeable drop in non-food price inflation, reflecting the fact that consumers in the UK, like the US, are buying less stuff. Durable goods price inflation in particular has collapsed in the most dramatic disinflation since the aftermath of the global financial crisis. However, food price inflation was strong. In 2021, it was almost non-existent. There was a rush on the part of the British Retail Consortium, which does, after all, represent retailers, to blame the war in Ukraine. If companies can convince their customers that price increases are due to forces beyond their control, they can persuade customers to accept expanding profit margins. In recent months, agricultural output prices have been falling in the UK. In the United States, they are playing at politics, with Representative McCarthy now having lost 3 votes in a row to become the next Speaker of the House. The House cannot do anything until it elects a Speaker. Markets are not terribly concerned with the realisation that the House of Representatives is unable to do anything. With a divided Congress, the assumption has always been that there would be few legislative initiatives. The main concern is likely to be whether the House could pass an extension to the debt ceiling at some point. It's a bit too soon to be pronouncing on that, as the size of the Republican majority, indeed the existence of the Republican majority, will change as members die or resign. The United States is also offering the JOLTS job openings data. It's important to stress this does not represent job openings in the United States. It represents a number of external job openings. Hiring people internally has fallen as a share of total job openings, a result of the pandemic. The temporarily unemployed did not necessarily return to their previous employers, and the jobs that they filled created openings that would normally not have been in the JOLTS data, but now are. The increase in job openings in 2022 was matched by an increase in job acceptance or hiring. So the rise in job openings is more a signal of labour market churn than labour market stress. Nonetheless, the changing patterns of the labour force mean that the churn may now be slowing. If people stay in their jobs for longer, more vacancies will be filled internally, giving a disproportionate decline to the JOLTS numbers. We'll also get the minutes of the last Federal Reserve meeting today, which perhaps assume more importance in a world where the Fed's June policy errors have trashed the concept of forward guidance. That's all for today. Have a good day.